episode 527, The Happy Habit.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. What better way to have another day than with the Happy Habit? You can't help but smile when you hear that. I've said it like 3 or 4 times, and I've actually kind of gotten my tongue tied a couple times. So hopefully throughout this whole episode, it won't be like the happy, 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 happy something. Because guess what? Today is a gorgeous day, and it's gorgeous because you are here, and I get to share it with you. And for those of you who are brand new to finding Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com as you will find more goodies there just for you. We've got the AIM Academy you can sign up for to get the inside scoop. It is not launched, but it's going to be amazing. And then also the Inner Circle there is simply our newsletter. I go back and forth. I've changed it. You know, I don't know. Hey, if you got a great title and you're like, Christiane, you should call it this, send it to me. Click on Let's Connect and tell me. I want to hear about it. And also, if you want a discovery call, which is 20 to 30 minutes spending time with me, I am there to serve you. It's absolutely free. All it takes is for you to step out of your comfort zone. All right, guess what? We've got to jump right on in, ladies, because it is about the happy habit. Wouldn't it be nice to wake up every morning and know that you are going to be happy? The best cup of coffee to start your day is the happy habit. Wouldn't you buy the coffee if it was named that, the happy habit? It sounds great, and I don't even drink coffee. But it would be great to drink up your happy and fill yourself with it, to fill your cup up with it, knowing that every single time you had that cup, it just filled yourself up with it. Life is much better when you're happy. Waking up each and every morning knowing you have peace and joy, that everything's going to be all right. There's something warm and fuzzy about that. However, we have to be honest with ourselves. How many days do you wake up truly, honestly here, happy, free of stress and frustration, free of worry and pain, simply embracing happiness? I feel like we need to have that music. Do 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 do. Okay, enough of that. But seriously, answer that question. When you wake up every single day, how many of those days that you wake up? Well, so far, we're doing really good because we're sitting here mid-June. So count how many days so far into mid-June. And how many of those days have you woken up happy? Everyone wants to be happy. But do you know what makes you genuinely happy? Is happiness a feeling or an emotion? Or is it something bigger than that? Abraham Lincoln says this, "People are as happy as they make up their mind to be." What do you think? You've heard me say before on previous episodes, what you think about, you bring about. Are you thinking about happiness? Do you desire to be happy? I personally believe that we can establish happiness within ourselves. And when you have the happy habit, it serves you. You're like, what? It serves me? How can happy serve me? Well, in life, there are always going to be days and moments where you don't, quote unquote, feel happy due to circumstances that try to rob your joy and poison your happiness. It's the sting, the negativity. You can allow yourself to fall into the trap of trials and tribulations or choose to rise above them all with the happy habit. The happy habit, though, takes work, but it's worth all of your effort and focus. Imagine for a moment here. Take a breather. Stop what you're doing. If you're working in the kitchen, turn off the water for a moment. Just stir the pot of noodles in front of you and think. If you're driving, stay on the road. Imagine for a moment, what would it feel like to smile all day, to live with gratitude all day, and to always see the brighter side all day? This is happy. Not letting your circumstances define you. How your children act while shopping. You've been there, haven't you? When they throw those little temper tantrums. I'm standing in line sometimes, and all of a sudden I'll hear this child just kind of screech, you know, and it just echoes now because all of those bigger box stores, they have, you know, the ceilings are so much higher, and so the sound just bounces off all of these walls, and you're like, uh-oh, somebody's had a little too much fun. Even your husband's attitude after a long day at work, the recent news report on TV, or your friend's celebration on Facebook. Wouldn't it be nice? Imagine for a moment that all of this stuff, these circumstances, you would not allow them to define you because what? You already know what happy is. You have the happy habit. The happy habit gives you freedom to live your life. We all want more freedom in our life, don't we? Sometimes that freedom comes with what? Freedom from with finances, where, you know, we don't have to worry about money. We don't have to concern ourselves. We just know that we can pay the bills. The freedom to be able to give more, to serve more. The freedom to live life the way you passionately have dreamt it. Your Cinderella story. In Proverbs, it says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." Whoa. We need to take a page out of Proverbs because that is your kiss, sweet ladies, sweet women of impact. Your kiss is the Keep It Simple strategy. Find wisdom and gain understanding. If it was only so simple. It is simple, but it's not necessarily easy. But you can do it by five things. And again, this is just the beginning. Find wisdom and gain understanding by knowing who you are. That's number one, by knowing who you are. Number two, by controlling only you. What do we try to do sometimes? We try to control everybody else but ourselves. So find wisdom and gain understanding by controlling only you. Number three, by leading with gratitude. Number four, by loving unconditionally. And number five, by living out your faith. Find wisdom and gain understanding. Remember, this is just the beginning to brushing the surface of the happy habit. But we have to begin to brush the surface in order to go deeper. And I know you want to go deeper. And so guess what? We will. Weeks to come, we're going to start digging through this a little bit more. There's so many different facets to the happy habit. Think about diamonds. You know how diamonds are graded? The four C's, the carat, weight, the cut, the color, and the clarity. The happy habit is the same. It's graded differently. It has so many different facets, so many different layers to it, so many different levels to getting to the heart of the gem, the diamond, happiness. The happy habit. That's what we're all in search for, is happiness. Knowing that we feel good when we get up in the morning, knowing that we've got the energy to do what we so long have dreamt of doing. Being able to love even more. Begin to create the happy habit for you. Find wisdom and gain understanding by answering these questions. Now, we broke it down in the kiss, right? By knowing who you are. But the question is who am I? That's the question you ask yourself. Who am I? The second question is, what do I control? Remember in the kiss, it was by controlling only you. Well, you got to answer the question, what do I control? And then number three, how can I be grateful, or how am I grateful? That's, of course, what? From the kiss, by leading with gratitude. You got to know how you're doing it. How am I grateful? Number four, how am I loving? How can I love? No strings attached. No questions asked, but how can I love? That's all under what? The kiss of number four, by loving unconditionally. And finally, number five, how am I living out my faith? How am I doing it? What steps am I taking? This is the beginning for you in creating your happy habit. You want to create this happy habit. Why? Because you long to be happy. We have that built in us. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Keep smiling and live your happy. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort on your part. But when you put in work and effort, something always good comes of it. Happy doesn't exist just because it's out there in the world. We have to go after it. You have goals that you want to go after. You have to go after the happy so you can go after those goals. We can't accomplish things in our life, our dreams, our passions. We can't pursue where we want to go. That purpose that is God-given, those talents that we have within us, until we begin to understand the happy habit. God wants us to live here on earth abundantly. He wants us to be grateful of where we are in our lives, the journey that we're on. It's not about the destination. It's what? The journey. The happy habit is going to help you in your journey. When you have those detours, you have to take those pit stops, those unknowns of like, oh, really? This had to happen now? Why? I thought it was just getting better. We can sit here and fall into the trap of what? Trials and tribulations, or we can choose the happy habit. You can do that by beginning to gain what? The understanding and finding the wisdom. You have it within you. That's what's so amazing. We just don't ever spend time on it. We think that happy just exists in our life. That it's a circumstance that's given to us that quote unquote makes us happy. That gives us the feeling of happy. But it's ultimately a choice that we make. Does happy have a different definition? Yes, it does for each of us. Because the trap of trials and tribulations that you go through, the storms of your life, it's going to shape how you see things, your perspective. So this is your journey. This is your happy habit. It's for you to embrace, for you to embark on. Go out and keep smiling today. Create that happy habit within you. Because I guarantee you, the rewards are bountiful. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.